Okay, today we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Ksubos, and today we're learning parak Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. So the Mishnah talks about a machlokas about a Nara Besula who had Erusin prior. Do you still pay Chamishim Shkalim? So Narshin is Arsa and is Garsha. She had once had Erusin with a man, but has since been divorced from that man. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer Ein La Knas. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says there is no Knas payment. You don't have to pay the Knas to anyone. Rabbi Kiva Omer Yesh La Knas U Knas. There is a knas payment, but the knas goes to her. I mean, according to Rabbi Akiva, the pasuk doesn't mean that if she once had erusin, then you just are off the hook from the knas. The pasuk is telling us, I mean, even though the pasuk identifies the person you pay knas to as someone who never had erusin, that just means that's when you pay it to the father if she never had erusin. But if she did have erusin, you still pay the knas. You just pay it to her and not to the father. Now, Mishnah Dalit, if someone does Onas or Mefata a Na'ara Besula, he pays not only the Knas of Chamishim Shkalim, but whatever monetary damages he owes anybody that he assaults. So the Mishnah says, well, there's a difference between someone who's Ma'anes versus Mefata. HaMefata nosin shlosh dvarim va'ones arba'a. Someone who's Mefata a girl who seduces a girl, which means ultimately she did it willingly, only pays for three different payments aside from the Knas, whereas an Onas pays for four. HaMefata nosin bosha three different, including the knas. Boshes, upagam, uknas. The mefata pays for the embarrassment that she's going to have. The pagam, meaning her decrease in value as a result of the fact that she had this bia, plus the knas of 50 shekel. Most of the ones shnos in es hatzar. An ones has to pay the tzar as well. By a mefata, there is no tzar because ultimately she did it willingly. Ma bein ones and mefata. What differences are there between ones and mefata? Ha ones shnos in es hatzar and mefata. So first difference is one we just identified, that an onus pays tsar because there is tsar, a mefata does not pay tsar. Ha'onus nosin miyad v'mefata l'chsheyotzi. An onus, you pay the money right away. Even if you go and you marry that Nara, which is the Torah obligates you to do, to then care for her for the rest of her life, but you still pay the money. But a Mefata, only if he does not marry her, does he pay the money. If he marries her, he does not pay the money. Ha'onas shosabat zito. The guy who's Ma'anis the girl has to marry the Nara even if he doesn't like her at all. V'ha'mefata imratza lahotzi motzi. But someone who's a Mefata, a girl, can choose whether he wants to marry this girl or not. Marry this girl. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Gimel, we learned that a Nara that had Erusin prior to this man being Ma'aneser is Machlokas Tanoim whether she's entitled to 50 shekel. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, no, she doesn't get the Knas because the Torah only identifies a woman who never had Erusin as being deserving of receiving Knas. Whereas Rabbi Kiva says, no, the Torah says that the father gets Knas if she never had the Erusin. She gets the Knas if she has had Erusin and she has been divorced since then. Mishnah Dalit told us that a mefata only has to pay three payments, whereas an ones pays four payments. A mefata pays for the embarrassment, the devaluation, and the knas, whereas the ones also pays for tsar. So the differences between an ones and a mefata are, number one, that an ones pays for tsar, a mefata does not. Number two, the ones pays the payment right away, whereas the mefata only if he chooses not to marry her. And number three, that the ones is forced to marry her even if he doesn't like her at all, and the mefata has the choice if he wants to marry her or not. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Paragimel Mishnah Hey.